Muchacho, does your planet have wiper fluid yet, or are you gonna freak out and start worshiping us?
The General Star ought to have what you need.
Thanks.
Of course, you'll be wanting to be gone from here by sundown.
Yeah, sure thing. Wait a minute, what? Why?
Sundown is when the festival begins.
The festival?
Ooh, well, for millennia, our society has been free of crime and war, living in perfect peace.
Oh, I know what this is. You've been able to sustain world peace because you have one night a year where you all run around robbing and murdering each other without consequence.
That's right.
What?
It's like The Purge, Morty. That movie, The Purge.
Oh, have you been here before?
No, but I've been to a few planets with the same gimmick. You know, sometimes it's called the cleansing or the red time. There was this one world that called it just murder night. It's a purge planet. They're peaceful, and then, you know, they just purge.
That's horrible!
Yeah. You want to check it out?
In that last set, we heard Thingy. Rob Crow, one of dozens of bands he's in with different names, and they're all great, because Rob Crow's in them. Grounded, I guess, from Thingy, from the album Morbid Curiosity. Thanks to Max for introducing me to that song. By the way, Max is now at school. She's finished her stint as a summer camp counselor, and now she's starting her freshman year out in Portland. I forget which school. Lewis and Clark, is that a school? Anyway, that's where she is. And when she comes back, we'll get her here on the air and we'll do the Young Codgers again. Real Estate did Pink Sky. The Beths did Your Side. Vermilion Sands with I'm a Little Mixed Up from their album Miss My Gun. And thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for his invaluable, entertaining, enlightening and enchanting contributions to this program. Ken and Andy are coming up, 7 second delay. It's Listener Jeopardy they'll be playing, and they have asked me for some assistance. I think I'm going to be the moderator, although I don't know what that entails. I'm sure they will coach me on the air. So stay tuned for 7 second delay, followed by 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman.
This better be good.
Well, it's your show. Why don't you make it good?
Why don't you make it good?
Because I'm just the sidekick. I'm just the engineer. Remember? You remember?
The question is, do you remember? Do you remember that you're just the sidekick? That would be refreshing.
I'm just the engineer.
Yeah.
That was the agreement.
I'm going to write that down.
That was the agreement we
I'm
had.
I'm just the sidekick. And then I'm going to refer you to that.
35 years ago, that I would engineer a couple of weeks for you while you learned the ropes. Remember?
The ropes were more challenging than
September 1990.
Neither of us imagined how challenging the ropes would be.
I don't think the ropes are too challenging. You know, that would be fun. We really should try to finally teach you how to do the whole show.
Yeah, that would be fun.
By yourself.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. That would be fun.
And then see what happens.
Yeah.
Can you go any lower? I guess you can't. You're sitting in this very high chair.
Well, I can go lower. I guess I can. No. No, this is me.
Okay, that's fine.
Anything else bothering you? The height of my chair? My attitude?
Your gum chewing?
My lisp?
Gum chewing, lisp?
You know who's never called me on my lisp? You know who's never teased me about it, pointed it out?
Who?
My friend Irwin.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he's mentioned it to me a lot.
It's a sore point with me.
Oh, hey, you remember you said there were some freaks upstairs?
Yeah. Yeah, there were freaks. Did you see them? I don't know how they got in. Is this them singing?
Yeah, that's them singing.
What's the name of that band?
I don't know, but you stole their food. Their food was good enough for you.
Yeah. Sensation. Oh, this is their song, Sensation.
All I really want. That's not
nice. Thanks a lot, Ken. Now we're all going to have that song stuck in our heads all week. Thank you. Thank you, Ken, for that earworm.
Sensation.
Yeah, Sensation. What's the name of that band?
The New Sensations.
That's just a little taste of the kind of live music you'll hear here on WFMU, 201-209-9368.
It's hard to resist when there's a band playing in another studio.
Yeah.
Very hard to resist.
If you've got a guitar and three friends, we've got a time slot for you. 201-209-9368.
What are you saying?
No waiting, no screening.
What are you?
No pre-interviews.
So you're giving out the phone number for what reason?
Just call. We'll put you on the air.
Because we don't even need calls.
Get your band down to Jersey City. There's hardly any competition. Play the competition again. That's a live band that's downstairs right now. If you're better than that band.
Upstairs,
yeah. If you're better than that band, get your asses down here.
Well, the song Sensation, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that sure sounded good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
So we have our quizmaster, Irwin, in the studio with us tonight.
Irwin, thank you for lingering.
He's trying to make sense of the listener-supplied Jeopardy question.
I think, is this on? Is this on?
Yes.
It is now.
You've got to get your mouth right in front of him.
I don't know if...
And don't say stupid things.
And spit the gum out.
Oh, yeah. We'll spit the gum out.
I don't know if I'm underqualified or overqualified.
Probably
for
over.
This job, because...
Over.
I don't make any... I can make sense out of some of these. I know the concept of Jeopardy.
Oh.
Perfect.
What is this that has, like... It's just a manifesto. It's like five pages.
Uh-huh.
A five-page manifesto?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Somewhere within the manifesto, theoretically, there should be five questions or five answers.
No, this one has... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Yeah. Oh.
Eight, nine... 10
questions.
11, 12, 13.
Okay, well, you can just pick whichever five you like.
Pick whichever five
you like. Or at random.
But the answers are given as multiple choice.
Oh, that's not good.
Jeopardy.
No, that's not Jeopardy. Do you have the correct answer there, though? Indicated?
I can probably phrase it as an answer so you can.
No, we don't want to do the whole answer thing. You can just ask questions.
So on principle, Ken, you're against rehearsing or pre-producing or looking at material before we go on the
air.
Well,
how could I?
On principle.
How could I? This is you versus me doing Jeopardy,
yeah.
So I couldn't look at anything because I'm trying not to cheat.
You couldn't look at the material.
I couldn't, you know, because I didn't want to cheat.
When did that first occur to you, not cheating? I've been watching you grow up before my eyes.
Yeah.
Look at you. Because you used to not have any qualms at all about cheating.
No, it was in 2019 that I decided not to cheat anymore.
I've been listening to this show for decades. It doesn't surprise me that this concept is poorly planned.
I had...
does the word planned mean?
I had a mushroom trip, and it made me realize that I can't go on cheating. I can't go on with my lying, cheating.
Because at the end of the day, you're only cheating yourself. Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on. We have 4, 5, 6 listeners that have contributed a column of questions, 5 questions each, correct?
No.
Five or more.
Five or more.
He's overthinking it.
But we do need to know the categories because because Jeopardy begins with reviewing
the categories. The categories are music.
Music, fantastic. Oh, I have a definite advantage over you. Anyone that's heard your morning show knows you're hobbled.
Handicapped. Bad guys. I guess there's a movie in the theaters right now called Bad Guys 2.
Well, I don't think the questions are about that franchise.
Yeah. The third category is commercial aircraft.
Okay, I don't know even where to begin.
Fuselages. Will you pass me a pen, please?
Yes, of course. You think that might be the answer to the first question?
I think it might be. I'm hoping. That's about all I know about commercial aircraft.
Okay. What's the next category?
The next category is sound bites from Rex's Fool's Paradise program. Let's call that Fool's Paradise Drops. He's on Saturdays 1 to 3 here on WFMU.
So wait, this is a DJ that contributed, this is a DJ that generated his own list of questions, and they're all based on his own show.
No. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Tell me what it means.
A listener named Steven came up with a list of 6 questions based on Rex's Fool's Paradise program.
Okay.
Based on the sound bites that Rex drops in throughout his show.
I don't understand any of that. Do you?
Rex is famous for dropping in sound bites.
You don't have to tell me about Rex's show, my friend.
Oh, I don't? You listen every week?
It's not on every week. That's a trick question.
No, it is on. It's on every Saturday.
Damn.
I said Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Damn.
Yeah. The next category is about another program on WFMU.
Oh, my God.
It's about 7-second delay.
It's about this show?
About this show.
Wait, there are questions about this show, some that get progressively more difficult?
Yes. Not bad, huh?
I've listened to Rex's show about as often as I listen to my own show.
And the last question.
Yes.
Last category. Sorry,
yes.
Is about dead artists.
Dead artists.
Yeah. You know, like Michelangelo.
Hold on. Michelangelo. Maybe that's the answer.
He's dead?
Yes. He fits the bill exactly. Dead. Check.
Pablo
artist.
Picasso.
Hold on. Yes.
Dead.
And then an artist. Yes.
Marcel Duchamp.
Duchamp. I think those are the only 3.
Dead.
Yes. So it's definitely one of those 3. I can't think of any others.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
do you think by artist he means classical painting, or do you think he means any kind of artist?
I don't know, because I didn't cheat.
Well, that'll
teach
you.
You didn't want me to cheat.
That'll teach. Yeah, I had to remind Ken not to cheat. I had to make him make a mental note. Okay. So And our quizmaster, Irwin. Irwin, we apologize in advance. We know we threw this at you at the last minute. And we know that some of these questions are in better shape than others. Some of these listeners were better organized than others.
Well, we do want to thank Troy and Stephen and Andrew and Robert for sending us in their questions.
And Irwin.
And Irwin. Came up with a category, and Joe Surface Noise Magasco.
Irwin, is your category music?
No.
Irwin's category is bad guys.
Oh.
Oh, Irwin, you're way off mic.
Just
point the mic right at your mouth.
I'll bet Irwin's category is in shape,
solid. I actually
solid.
Wasn't talking. That's why you didn't hear me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, like I wasn't talking right there.
Right.
Oh, that, I see how it works.
It's confusing for me because I hear Irwin's voice in my head whether he's talking or not.
Because okay.
I'm in love with him.
Can I get some clarification on what I'm supposed to
No, this is a clarification-free zone. Anyone that has heard the show knows that.
Yeah, clarifications for pussies.
Yeah, exactly. Clarifications okay. for pussies.
So
pussies are for pussies. That's our motto. Right, Ken?
Pussies are fun.
Oh, pussies are fun. That's our other motto. Our mottos contradict each other. We use our mottos in alternate weeks.
So, Andy, why don't you...
why don't you? Whatever you're about to say, you do it.
Okay.
Wait, what are you asking?
I was going to practice buzzing in. Cause,
there, that's my buzz.
That's your buzz? Okay.
Let's hear your buzz. Oh, okay.
Not bad.
They're distinctive. We'll know who's buzzing in.
I could also use my screaming goat.
That's a screaming goat?
I like that better.
Here's my screaming goat. Listen.
Okay.
My screaming goat is...
You use your screaming goat and I'll use mine.
Okay, fine.
All right, so Irwin, the way this goes is... how does it start? I think Irwin throws out a question and...
No. One of us has to choose a category. The uglier contestant, I believe on Jeopardy, the ugliest...
You have to choose a level, $100.
Right. Okay, so the uglier contestant goes first. That would be me.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead. You would say like...
I would say
music
like...
Music for $300 or something.
So, and what are the choices? It's music for $100, $200, $300, $400, or $500?
Yep.
Okay. Music for 100. Oh, and who's going to keep score?
We all are.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, we all keep score. Well, then,
I'm not. Then, I've got my hands full here.
Then it becomes a different kind of competition.
I've got my area of responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody's keeping score. And we invite listeners to keep. Wait, why don't we just invite listeners to keep score? And at the end of the day, one of the occasionally they should call and tell us the score.
Yeah, I'm not doing the math.
I'm not doing the math.
I'll do the math.
No, let a listener do the math. Let listeners randomly do the math. Let a bunch of listeners, whoever feels moved to keep score.
They're free to do that. I'm also going to keep score.
Oh, will there be listeners phoning in?
Well, we're hoping that...
The real question, Irwin, is will there be listeners, period. Phoning in. You're dreaming. Okay, here we go. Music for 100, the easiest of the music questions.
No, this is the hardest because this is the one where there are 13 and they're all multiple choice.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's
okay.
Because I see.
wait, so, okay.
That's fine.
Just here we go. Let's just get started.
So
music.
I'll ask the question.
And you can't use the same question more than once, you understand?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So music.
Okay, music. And then are you going to give us the multiple choices, or are we on our own?
No.
It's free form.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Music.
So I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
In Paul Simon's song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover,
yeah.
How many ways to leave does Paul actually include in the lyrics?
Paul Simon sucks.
Okay.
That's my answer.
So wait, so now he's negative 100.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I think.
That's a negative 100.
Let me just check the multiple choice.
All right, negative 100.
That was not one of them.
Okay. Paul Simon is one of the most gifted songwriters of my generation. Is that right?
No.
We're both down 100?
Okay, wait.
Hey, one of our question writers is calling in.
Okay, wait, let me take a guess here. Nobody would know this off the top of their head, but I'm going to guess around 14.
No.
Oh, there's more. It's more than that?
39.
No. It's less.
Slip out the back.
No.
Oh,
no,
you don't
please,
have to read
please.
It. So don't read
Hop
it.
On the
don't,
bus.
No,
oh,
no,
yeah.
no, no. Don't read that.
Oh, it's only four? Wait, you mean the verses don't have any listing of... Okay, interesting.
See? I was right.
Yeah.
Paul Simon does suck.
But Andy was closer. He said 13.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but we're both down 100.
A question for both of you, and this is kind of off... You know, off the grid a little bit. How many ways are there to leave your co-host?
39.
I count them. I make a list on the way home every week.
How many?
I've been adding to the list for 30 years.
Wow. Oh, my God. It must be quite a list.
Well, right now I'm 203. 203 ways to leave your co-host.
Do you keep this list on WordStar?
Yes, I keep it on WordStar.
Nice.
204. I just thought of another one.
All right, so Andy,
need a set of steak knives.
You asked
need
me,
a set of steak knives for that one.
You asked me to invite our question writers to
okay,
call
sure,
in.
Okay, sure, let's call in.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for your help. Who are we talking to?
Hi, who's
me?
This? Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
This is the death of the artist.
Oh, good. Oh,
it's RB.
It's RB.
Yes.
Hi, RB.
Listener Robert.
Hi, Robert.
So you contributed some questions about dead artists.
Yes.
Well, we're going to pick that category next, aren't we, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
I need to let you know I happen to live in Madison, too, but on the other side of town.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great. Oh, I think now, okay, I think I've seen you. Yes. Have you been?
I have seen you in Whole Foods, man.
Whole Foods, right. I think that's exactly, yeah, aisle 4.
Yeah.
You know that Andy lives at 540 Ventnor, right?
I live near the high school, which is the down the hill.
Right, yeah, down the fantastic. Hill. Oh, my God, you're right around the corner from Andy.
Yeah.
Wait for him when he gets home tonight.
No, no. We'll just hang out at Whole Foods. You just go back to Whole Foods. Wait for me at Whole Foods.
Robert, 540 Ventnor, I'm telling you.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay. Well, first off, thanks for your help on this Jeopardy, this mangled Jeopardy game.
Big Jeopardy fan. Big Jeopardy fan.
Oh, good.
Fan.
Ken, why don't you pick a question from the dead artist category?
Okay.
One, two, three, four, or $500.
I would like dead artist for $200.
Okay. That's the second easiest dead artist.
Okay. This artist survived a 1968 shooting, but died of botched gallbladder surgery.
Who is Andy Warhol?
That is correct.
All right. I'm up 100. All right. Great question, Robert.
Isn't the correct answer, who the hell is Andy Warhol?
The real question is Valerie Salinas.
Oh, the woman who...
Yeah. 1968 botched society. Assassination, society to cut up Ken. That was her. That was her manifesto. I asked her to rename it.
So. I asked her to ghostwrite my manifesto. You know, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that going to be called?
Whatever she wants.
In all fairness, Andy Warhol lost.
The Society to Cut Up Andy.
Yeah.
That doesn't. SCUA. SCUA.
I suggested Society to Cut Up Ken into even smaller pieces, but she thought it was too long. All right, here we go.
That is too long. Yeah. All right, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up 100. It's plus 100 to negative 100.
Can I ask a procedural question?
Yes.
Good luck with that.
On the 7-second delay, am I supposed to read the, or are you actually going to play the clips?
No, I didn't even know there were clips involved.
Okay.
Because I didn't cheat.
Okay.
I knew nothing about any of these questions. I won. I got the last question.
So
right.
You control the board.
So I control the board.
Just
so
do dead artists again. Just pick something. Oh, please don't. What are you really? You're really laboring over this choice.
7-second delay for 100.
Okay.
Listener Andrew's category.
So thank you,
Andrew.
This
is from Ken and Andy See a Therapist, 1996.
Oh, for the love of God.
Okay.
We have to remember a show that's older than 2 weeks old?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a blank in here, and I guess the answer is fill in the blank.
Okay.
Oh, for the love
and
of
it's
God.
Ken speaking. My blank is in many ways more mature than you are, Andy. In many ways, he's more considerate of other people.
He's
already lost, right?
No.
Irwin?
My son.
Is it my son?
You don't even remember his name.
Yeah.
My son, Harry.
Does he have a son named Harry?
Yes.
That
I'm
is
sure
correct.
That's right. Fine.
Plus 100.
Well, you don't remember it. You just figure it out from the context.
Well, yeah, it's me speaking, so it's easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine. You're still in control of the board.
Okay. Commercial aircraft for 100.
Okay. Yes. Here we go. Oh, poor Irwin. Man, you're being fantastic, Irwin. So patient.
And this was whose category? This was Troy.
Okay.
Troy. And
okay.
He is a commercial pilot or something.
Oh, that'll be good. This will be good. This is from the horse's mouth.
I'd be shocked if either of you get this. This force is the difference between the heading you choose and the course you are on.
It's blank force.
And it's the difference between what and what again?
Really? It matters? Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
it
matters. Yeah, reread the question.
How about if I do a different question?
No.
Do you have enough?
Yeah,
he gave six.
Okay. So we have one extra. Okay.
Yeah.
This is in the nose of all aircraft. Hint, save it for a rainy day. Andy?
Windshield wipers.
No.
Save it for a rainy day. Radar.
You're correct.
Wow! Yes!
Wait, how does rainy day translate to radar?
Because you can't see on a rainy day. It's foggy.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a good clue.
Yeah. All right.
I get some points for having a better answer, even though it was wrong?
For being funny?
I think objectively, everyone would agree.
Well, wait, you think windshield wipers, you're saying that was a zinger?
No, I'm saying, look, rainy day, nose of the plane, makes the most sense. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Fine. What's another, name another category?
Bad guys for 100.
This sharp-dressed former Brooklyn semi-pro baseball player ordered the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Wait, he was a Chicago gangster that was also a baseball player?
A sharp-dressed former Brooklyn semi-pro baseball player.
Wait, so just name a famous Chicago gangster.
Who said?
Bugsy. Wait, I don't know.
Bugsy Siegel.
No. The other one.
Bugsy Siegel.
Yes. That's correct.
No, there you go. No, what was his name?
Al Capone.
Oh, of course, Al Capone.
Oh.
Al Capone played baseball?
Who knew?
Well, wow. This guy knew.
We both lose 100.
That's what it said on Wikipedia. So it's got to be right.
Andy, you're down.
Down, I'm negative?
You're negative 200, and I'm positive 200.
I'm right where I belong.
Okay. So now I just lost the board. What does that mean? Irwin throws something out?
I don't know. The board.
Well, I got it wrong. I was controlling the board.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I'm controlling the board now.
Because I was on a winning streak.
Okay, Irwin, what was your category?
Bad guys.
Oh, bad guys was great. Okay, I'm going to say bad guys. This is going to be my big comeback. Watch this, kids. And what's the most difficult, challenging?
500.
500, okay. Bad guys for 500.
I had you in mind when I wrote this.
Okay. Heavenly Father, please guide my answer.
This gangster was a prominent figure in the book Me, the Mob, and the Music by Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells.
You have me in mind, and Ken's buzzing in.
Morris Levy.
That's correct.
All right, 500.
Wait, it's not fair. Wait, that's actually not fair because no one's ever heard of him.
No, everybody's heard of him.
No, he's so obscure that it's...
He's
no,
not obscure
That
at
question
all.
Is just not fair. I'm saying it's not fair.
He was
it's
portrayed just, in...
No one has ever heard of him.
Everybody's heard of Mo Levy. He's like the most famous music industry mobster there is.
Then how do you explain this, wise guy?
Roulette Records.
No one has ever heard of him.
Everybody's heard of him.
And by no one, you mean you.
And he was
no one, I mean me.
He was portrayed by the guy who just died from The Sopranos. I mean, the guy from The Sopranos who played Heshy was based...
That's true. The guy from The Sopranos portrayed Mo Levy.
Who played Hesh.
Give me 5 points.
Hesh was kind of based on
Mo Levy. Yeah, it's kind of inspired by Mo Levy.
Yeah.
True.
Right, so I control the board again.
Dear God.
Let's see, bad guys, we've done 100, we've done 500.
We should have had Irwin write all of them.
Bad guys for 200.
Okay, this Chinese leader Chinese leader was renowned for his aversion to soap and water, and he never brushed his teeth.
Oh, Yung Von Hippie. Because the hippie...
Yung Von Hippie. No, Yung Von Hippie was... German. The Vaughn. The Vaughn should have tipped
young
you off.
Young Quan hippie.
Mao.
That is correct.
Mao Zedong hippie. Because he's the aversion to soap.
No, Mao Zedong.
Oh, Mao Zedong.
Yeah. All right, so let's see.
He smelled so bad, you know what I call him? Mao Zedong. But not to his face. Not to his face.
Yeah, he would kill you, man. He would kill you, running dog.
How about dead artists?
Yeah, dead artists.
Okay, dead artists.
Wait, we have to time ourselves. We have to time ourselves because we're going through this too fast.
We did dead artists for 100, right?
Yes.
Wait,
maybe more of our...
have I scored it all?
No, you have not. I'm sorry. I'm up to 900 points.
Could I ask another question? And this is not on the board. This is completely like a personal question.
Yeah.
Am I having any fun?
You have to answer that for yourself, Andy. Oh, you wanted to kill time, am I right?
Wait, is that mine? Is that me to answer?
Yeah.
Yes, am I having any fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. Although the bar is set so low.
Hi, you're on the air.
To me?
Yep. You.
It's hey, in Jeopardy, you're supposed to, the contestants are supposed to respond in the form of a question.
I know. That you found the one difference between this show. Yeah, you found the one incongruity between what we're doing and Real Jeopardy.
Well, this is the first. I have the score, too.
Yeah, what's the score?
4-2.
4-2.
4-2?
That's about right. 4-2.
No, we're...
It's very close.
It goes by how many points?
It's a horse race.
It's four to two. It's 900 to negative 200.
Why don't you just call this listener an idiot? Why don't you make it easy on yourself?
Okay, I'm going to hang up on him.
Yeah.
You idiot!
You won't say it to his face. Okay. Pick another category.
Oh, yeah.
Dead artists.
Okay, I'll go dead artists for 200.
This artist died in a 1956 car accident in East Hampton, New York.
Oh, man.
This artist. Oh, Ed Harris played him. I saw the movie. Ed Harris played him. He did the...
You're getting warm.
Jackson Pollock.
That's correct.
Right. Wait, I lifted Ken over the fence. Ken was standing on my shoulders.
I don't even know who Ed
climbing over the fence.
I don't even know who Ed
is. You knew exactly what I meant.
Is Jack the Dripper.
Is Jack the Dripper. Is this how you want to win? Are you proud of yourself?
I'm not cheating.
Right, I guess you're not. Okay, would you both agree to this? If I stage a miraculous, dramatic comeback from this state, right? Because I'm in a hole now, right?
Yeah.
If I make a dramatic comeback... And we run out of questions. Can I just leave early?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the incentive I need, kids. Okay. You just made a strategic error.
All right. Fool's Paradise sound bites for 100.
Don't know what this category means.
That's Rex's show.
Don't know what the hell you're talking
Rex,
about.
Rex, Saturday 1 to 3.
Blah, blah, blah. This is you. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm not even sure I understand.
Exactly. Blah, 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 blah.
This is the place where a mud puddle is going to be kicked.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. The mud puddle.
Yeah, the mud puddle. Where's it going to be kicked?
It's going to be like kicked on your ass or something. Hang on.
Oh, is that some kind of catchphrase? Is that a catchphrase
your butt. He has?
Your butt.
Technically, that's correct.
All right. 1,200.
By the way, there's an extra category here.
Wait, oh, what's that?
Wake and bake drops.
Oh!
What the hell are these drops? What does that mean?
Sound bites. Like
so
this.
So these are like catchphrases that they have on the show, right?
Yeah, little sound clips.
So I'm at a little disadvantage because I avoid listening to the station.
No, I'm at a disadvantage because I've been here for 3.5 hours drinking water and my bladder is about to burst.
Oh, you know what's good for that? Urinating.
Be right back.
I recommend it.
Like, Andy, I have some sound drops. I have some sound
You
bites.
Do it for your show? For your Wednesday morning show?
You want to hear one of them?
No.
Do you recognize who that is?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, here's another one.
What the hell are you talking about?
Here's another one.
Hey.
Okay, Ken, let's just take a call.
Ken. No, this one you have to you have to identify this one.
I'm supposed to identify who it is?
Yeah, who it is.
I have no clue.
It's
no,
you!
No, I don't think so.
It is. It's you.
That's something you play on your show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Maestro?
That one's more popular.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's take a call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's obviously more popular.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, it's Your Backside and Stomp and Grunt.
Oh, it's Rex.
No.
Yes,
it's not Rex.
No, I'm not Rex. I'm just a listener. I like you guys.
Oh, we like you.
It's the listener who likes us.
I like you more.
And the Ed Harris question was drop cloth.
Oh, well, drop cloth.
Wait, drop cloth? Why? Because
Jackson Pollock's paintings?
Yeah, drop cloth because he drips onto cloth.
Jack the Dripper.
Jack the Dripper.
That's what Life magazine called him.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, caller.
Yeah, thanks, caller. Yeah, that elevated everything. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So we have another category, Wake and Bake Soundbites. Ooh, I'll be very good at that.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Wake and Bake Soundbites. Can I try a 7-second delay question?
Sure.
So these are 20-year-old shows that we did.
Oh, they might even be 30 years old.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, great.
Do you want a 7-second delay?
Okay. If I could.
So on the previous week's show, this would be 96, Ken and Andy called sick people to cheer them up. What did Andy do to Aunt Tess that bothered Ken?
Made her cry.
Why?
Because he reminded her how much her niece loved her.
That's correct. Her daughter, actually.
Okay.
It doesn't matter anymore. Aunt Tess is gone. Aunt Tess is long gone.
It's true.
Aunt Tess died 12 years ago.
Oh. Did she die?
That was an iconic moment.
Did she at least
die? 7-second delay.
Was it? Yeah, it was. It was early on. It was very early on in the show.
I miss Aunt Tess.
Did Aunt Tess die peacefully?
It's a great question, Ken. We'll get into that. I'll put my assistant on that.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I think Aunt Tess was in a nursing home in Massachusetts, if that helps your assistant track her down. All right, go ahead, Andy. You're deep in the hole, so you can...
Let's do another 7-second delay question.
Well, let's see. We did 7-second delay for what, 100 or 200 or...
Great. So here's a question, but bottom is cut off.
How much is this for?
Does that mean, Erwin, you do not have the answer?
I don't have the rest of the question.
Perfect. Oh, that'll be challenging.
So we don't know how much this one's for?
Okay. So
this is just
like, doesn't really.
It's like taking an SAT and it's half burned.
It's a demo round.
So this is Andy talking.
Okay.
We definitely have a problem somewhere. This show should be a lot more popular than it is, frankly. We're not exactly a Saturn rocket taking off, as ratings go. The problem is obviously blank.
Our repellent personalities.
No.
The problem is obviously Ken.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes.
Well, too bad we didn't put a money amount on that question.
Oh, sure. Okay. Hey, have you met my co-host who doesn't cheat anymore? His name is Ken Friedman.
Oh, so you're going to retroactively put a money amount on the question that you just got right.
Wait, no, there is a money amount. Why did you ask Erwin?
It was the first one.
Okay, so it's 200. It was the first one.
So it was 100.
Yeah, give me $100.
Okay, so you're minus 100.
Okay.
Instead of minus 200.
Oh, for the love of crack.
And you control the board.
Oh, and I control the board.
Yeah.
I would like to do music, you know, the basic music, if you can find it. Erwin, you are you're the unsung hero of this episode.
Yes, thank you for helping us out, Erwin.
This is the one that has 13.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm picking a good one.
Just pick one at random.
Pick one that Andy might know.
No. Don't. I don't need your pity.
Where Andy's actually
no, I don't.
No, no, no. I'm fine. And I've heard of more bands than you might imagine. I might surprise you.
What 70s superstar?
There's no such thing. There was no superstar in the 70s. Trick question.
What 70s superstar who was later knighted by Queen Elizabeth charted a U.S.
Elton John.
That's correct.
Wow.
I didn't even finish the question.
Well, how many superstars in the 70s were there?
Charted
in
a
British?
U.S. top 40 every single year from 1970 until 1997.
No kidding.
Wow.
Wow, that's persistence. That's longevity.
That is good. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So I was going to say...
no one cares what you were going to say.
Okay. So what do you get, 100 for that, since you're deciding just randomly how much you get for your right answers?
No, that was an $800 question.
That was... What was that, Irwin? Was that a...
I'd give him some bonus because he didn't even hear the rest of the question.
Yeah. And almost no one has ever heard of Elton John.
So
it's
what
such
do you
an
say?
Obscure reference.
What do you say, Irwin?
That's about an $800 question.
Well, it can't be more than 500.
Well, it's a $300 question.
I was going to say three.
Yeah, three.
Okay, so Andy's plus 200.
Man, I'm getting out of here early.
Okay.
Now I've got it. Now I've got the fire in my belly.
Okay, Andy still controls
the Eye of the tiger. Going all the way. Okay, Irwin, I love your questions. I love your bad guy questions. What's the most valuable?
This one's 300.
300.
Okay. Rodney James Alcala, I think that's how it's pronounced.
I believe it is Rodney. Rodney, yes. Yeah.
Who killed as many as 130 people but was convicted of 7 murders, appeared as a contestant on this popular TV show.
The Dating Game.
That is correct.
He killed that many people?
On the show.
I know, but there was a movie. Wasn't there a TV movie recently?
About him?
Yeah.
All I knew was that there was a serial killer on The Dating Game.
How many serial killers have you had on WFMU?
He doesn't count, Ken.
While
I know who you're thinking of.
While they
only killed one person.
While they were here? While they were on the air?
While they were doing a weekly slot?
Or yeah, while they were doing a weekly slot.
At any point.
You can't be responsible for what they do when they're not on the schedule.
What happened in Tenafly? And let's see. Then
the better question is how many people committed suicide after Ken took their show
Pine
away?
Barrens.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess five.
Five.
One doesn't count, right? One murder?
No, that's not a serial killer. Okay. You're right, Ken.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, five.
No, and it makes sense to... it makes sense to give them time slots because you know they have a car. Right?
Right.
They're traveling a lot. They probably listen to a lot of radio. They're probably exposed to a lot of different music.
True.
Right?
They're spending a lot of time in the car disposing of the bodies.
Yeah.
Good point.
I worked as an apprentice for a serial killer for one summer.
Oh, really? Who was that? Who was that?
Well, I'm not allowed to say. I signed an agreement.
Can I guess who it was?
No. I signed a non-disclosure agreement. But you can guess why I got fired.
Franz von Hippie? Hey, let's check on the band. Let's check on the band.
Yeah, let's hear the band.
Oh, they're not
talking about the hippies.
Oh, well. All right, I'm going to take Wake and Bake sound bites.
I wonder if their friends told them they were on the air 20 minutes ago.
Wake and Bake sound bites for 300.
Oh, for the love of God.
This animal sound is heard every morning before the show.
Pigeon sound.
That is correct.
All right. Plus 1900.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right, I'm going to take...
Is this show worse than the one you did 2 weeks ago?
Commercial?
Yeah, it's worse. I don't even remember the one 2 weeks
ago.
That
was terrible.
Which one was that?
It was so bad I don't even remember what it was about.
Commercial aircraft for 200.
Thank you, Irwin.
For 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is in the tail of all aircraft. Hint, it's hot and loud.
Elton John.
Huh.
Wait, you buzzed in.
Yeah, the jet engine.
No, it's not. The jet engine's not in the tail.
And some aircraft it is.
Wait, okay, he's got to lose points for an answer that stupid. Am I right? It's hot and loud.
I think you can give us a dumber answer.
In the tail? It's hot and loud?
Go ahead. Do your best, Andy. Come on.
I don't know what could be loud in the tail of an aircraft.
Nobody would know.
Okay, I give up.
Who wrote these questions?
No, it's just some real a pilot.
Troy, he's a pilot.
Landing gear, I don't know.
The APU, the Auxiliary Power Unit.
Oh, of course, the APU. APUs are louder than IPUs. That's for damn sure.
Where's my auxiliary co-host?
Okay, so...
That's what I want to know.
Your ACH?
My
Okay, Andy, you control the board now.
Yeah, I'm looking for one Andy will actually...
No, I don't need your pity. That's insulting
to
me.
Well, no, we want to get rid of you.
If I can find another one that
If you can come back into the lead...
All right, I'll take the most difficult, the most challenging commercial aircraft question.
Oh, that's 500.
Here's one of the multiple choice ones.
Fine, multiple choice.
For music.
Okay.
Which one of these performers did not appear at Woodstock?
Oh, this I can do.
The Who... Yeah, Creedence Clearwater Revival or Joni Mitchell?
Ding!
Joni Mitchell.
That's right.
Wow. He got it.
Wait, did he buzz in officially?
Yeah. No,
I don't think he did.
I buzzed in. I played. No, the
I know. We know you blurted out the name.
It's kind of a tie.
No, the screen.
We were both correct.
If you go back and listen, you'll hear.
Why don't you just split?
It's okay. No, give it. Right, let the baby have it. You do whatever.
300.
Whatever you want, honey. You take all the points you want, darling.
All right, we split it. Three.
Joni Mitchell famously wasn't there, but wrote the great song.
Oh, great song?
Woodstock? Don't you love that song?
Yeah, Children of God.
Bad Guys for 400?
Yeah, Walking Along the Road.
This Jewish mobster was the driving force behind the development of Las Vegas.
Bugsy Siegel.
Now, he gave the answer before.
Exactly.
That's cheating.
I know. Bugsy Siegel.
Andy is correct.
That's, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a little something called rules. A little something called society.
Ken, you're out of order.
Yeah.
How much did Andy just get?
That was $500.
I think it was.
All right, Andy's up to $850.
Am I winning?
No.
I am so going home early. Hey, if you're just tuning in.
You're controlling the board because you cheated.
If you're just tuning in, you have a chance to see Ken and Irwin eat my dust as I leave early. I'll take any question you can find. And the next question you're looking at.
Oh, hey, you think we're moving too fast, right? We could promote the stand-up comedy night.
Sure. When is that?
It's Friday night, September 19th.
What's going to happen then?
You and I are co-hosting, and we're going to be introducing DJs doing stand-up comedy.
How many DJs will there be?
Oh, a countless, limitless supply. I think like 8.
And how much do we pay people to attend?
No, they pay to attend. It's a benefit.
I thought you said it was DJs doing comedy.
Yeah, no, it's a benefit.
Wait, it's DJs doing comedy. And wait, I'm so sorry. I'm a little confused. And then when people want to attend, you charge them to come in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, good luck with that.
There's an opening act also.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Kenny.
It's a bunch of dancers dancing about architecture.
Yeah, well conceived.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can
go to
WFMU.org and get tickets. It's a benefit, Andy. It's a benefit.
For what?
For WFMU.
Oh, for the love of God. You don't know what the hell you're saying. Everything you're saying is just turning off people, just repelling people.
It's actually selling pretty well, so if you are thinking of going, you should get tickets.
Erwin, are you coming?
Because it's going to sell
out. I now understand why you, week after week, lose the will to live.
Exactly.
Erwin, you should do 5 minutes yourself.
Welcome to my world. Okay. I'll take any question on any subject.
Dead artists.
Fine.
For how much?
Doesn't matter. Let's go.
This will be 500.
500. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
This land artist died in 1973 in a small plane crash while surveying his Amarillo ramp.
His Amarillo ramp? Did you read that correctly?
His ramp. The ramp that he had in Amarillo.
Did you read the word, did you read land correctly?
Yeah,
this land artist?
He was a land artist.
What does that mean? Does that mean?
I've heard of his name, but I've never heard of this artist.
Because he.
Wait, does that mean he did landscapes?
His medium was the land.
Oh.
Do we give clues on Jeopardy?
No, but you don't need clues here. We know he's stupid. We know it's a stupid artist.
Why?
Land artist. His medium was the land.
That was a zinger. Not bad.
Does that mean he was a landscaper or
No one cares. We don't know.
You know, he was like Christo, you know, was like a land artist. But this, is not Christo.
It's conceptual art.
We're moving on. Shall we put it to the listeners?
No. For the love of God, they're stupider than we are.
Do one of you know the answer?
I'll prove that they're stupider than we are. Listen next marathon. They pledge money to this.
I would like to know the answer.
Robert Smithsonian.
Yeah, great. Here we go.
Is that the same guy from the...
That's a life-changing moment.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
We've exhausted bad guys.
I don't think his name... I don't think his name is really Robert Smithsonian.
That's what it says on the paper in front of Irwin.
Yes.
Okay. There is an artist named Robert Smithson. Probably who he's talking about.
You think it was like the computer?
Yeah,
finished
it was an auto. That's an autocorrect.
An autocorrect.
Yeah.
It does say Smithsonian here, but I'm just reading it.
That's a mistake.
So Wake and Bake drops.
My friend Ken is so smart, he can correct computers that autocorrect.
Okay, I got one. It's a gimme for Ken, though.
Oh, fine. Here we go.
How much?
For 200.
Doesn't matter. 200. Doesn't matter. Just go.
By what name does Clay refer to Ken Friedman?
Stace.
Correct.
What is Stace short for?
Can you guess?
Station manager.
There you go. Oh, Andy should get a couple hundred points for that. I get 200 plus 2150. And I'd say Andy gets 300 for that. Plus,
you know what I refer to Ken as?
Stupid.
No.
What?
Starting now, Stace. I love it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Robert Smithson also did Spiral Jetty in the Great Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh, yeah. He's the Spiral Jetty guy.
Right. Earth was his canvas.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, caller.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Who wrote these questions, the death of the artist?
Death of the artist.
We'll take care of him. Don't worry, Irwin.
It was written by Robert.
We're sending a couple of goons out later.
We'll just call that a typo.
Yeah, typo.
Okay.
I thought Krista was the Spiral Jetty guy. There you go.
Here's a music question.
Ken, I'm so proud of you for
multiple choice.
Go ahead. Multiple choice.
In his 19...
For how much?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to make this a twofer.
Yeah, make it a...
In his 1971 hit, blank, what does Don McLean drive to the levee? So first, the blank.
Well...
He drives a Chevy.
No, the blank first.
You can have the other one.
Well, the blank is American Pie.
That's true.
Wait, but that's so easy.
Who wrote these?
Oh. Why did you ask?
Well, we wanted Andy to be able to get some.
Why did you ask who wrote American Pie? Well, Don McLean has the official,
that's a
credit.
A bit of a trick question.
I helped with it. I knew him back then. I knew him in New York.
Oh, do you get partial writer's credit?
He was living in New Paltz when he was writing it. I do not have official credit.
Partial credit?
But if you read the wiki page for American Pie, it will say that Andy Breckman wrote a particular line.
That's right.
But is uncredited.
Oh, is that really in the wiki, on the wiki page?
It will be after I go home.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Irwin. That actually...
Finally, credit where credit is due.
That would make me
what
very
was the
happy.
Line?
I can't wait. Wait, I did have it at one time, didn't I?
What, the line? Line was, drove the Chevy to the levee.
Well, that's his line. That's my line. But he had a different line.
Yeah.
He had a different
car. His line.
Yeah.
It didn't rhyme.
His line was, drove my Pinto.
To the levee. Andy came and said, why don't you just
drove my Pinto to the levee.
And they thought about it for a while.
But the levee was dry.
To come up with a car that rhymed with levee.
I said, Don, just look at me. Don. Just put the pen down for a second and look at me. Either change Pinto or change Levy. I don't care which one you change, but change one of them.
Well, I think you really improved that song.
Thank you, Ken. Tell Don.
Well, I'm glad you're going to get credit now. Does that mean you'll also get some money? Because that song still sells.
Well, you would know, Stace. You're the Stace.
God.
D
dead artists.
At least you'll forget that by next week. That's the only...
It's half forgotten already.
It's the only relief I have.
Dead artists for 200.
Okay.
Okay.
This Dutch artist was found wounded in the French countryside.
Van Gogh.
That is correct.
Oh, really? Wait, and then he died shortly after? Is that right? Is that the story?
No, I don't know that he died shortly thereafter. I think they're referring to him cutting off his ear. Or maiming.
Oh, when you say wounded. Oh, yeah, cutting off his ear.
Maiming himself in the ear.
Yeah.
I don't think he really cut off the entire ear.
Did he mail it to someone? Was that the...
Yeah, Gauguin. He tried... That's the story, is that he cut off part of his ear and mailed it to Gauguin. As if to say, here, look what you made me do. Andy's done that to me a couple of times.
Wait. And what caused it? What did Gauguin do?
I believe it was a lover's quarrel.
He must have really dug her.
Him. Gauguin, yeah.
Well, they both must have dug the same woman, right?
No, I think Van Gogh dug Gauguin.
Oh, he was a gay.
He was gay.
Gay, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Gauguin dug Van Gogh very much.
I thought it was a prostitute that was sent the ear.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know.
Maybe you're semi-wrong.
I just pulled that out of my butt. The butt that somebody kicked mud onto.
Would you like commercial aircraft for 300?
Hell yeah!
So listen closely.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is another one of those.
Anytime the quizmaster begins with this. So listen closely. You know you're in for a good time.
Three blind gunmen in a shootout on board a flight at 20,000 feet put 18 holes through the fuselage. This plane will crash. True or false?
Wait.
Three blind men?
Three blind gunmen.
And there are 20,000, and they made three holes?
I'm just reading the script.
Okay. 20,000 feet. The answer is false. At 20,000 feet, it will not decompress. Ding. Answer is false.
He's right.
Yeah.
Oh, how many
points? It's not high enough.
How many points does Andy get?
300.
Yeah, it's 300 points. Am I winning?
Nope. And why were the gunmen blind?
We don't have time, Ken. We only have 5 minutes.
Hey, one of our quiz writers is calling in.
Oh, good.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Robert again.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
About Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it. It's pronounced Van Gogh.
Well,
I believe it's pronounced Rupert. Rupert. Yeah.
So tell us about him.
He either shot himself, or the recent theory is that little kids from the town shot him for being a weirdo.
Oh,
it wasn't.
You mean he didn't cut his ear off?
No, it had nothing to do with his ear. The ear was like a year before that.
This is him being found wounded.
Oh, and he was found shot in the French countryside, and it was a bunch of young French hooligans.
That's the new theory. Yes,
I love that theory.
Yeah, they're a bunch of dicks.
Wait, what is that theory based on? Somebody wrote a letter
letters and there's like hardcore art history stuff that really has changed it, and they found the actual gun.
I'm going to say I find that theory plausible. No, wait, implausible. No, I'm going to say plausible.
No, it's totally plausible.
Well, yeah, plausible.
It might be. The theory might have been started by a rival soccer gang.
Yeah, it might have been. Thanks, Ken. Hey, and let's thank Irwin also for a yeoman's job. What is a yeoman?
What the hell is a yeoman? What's the score right now?
Oh.
Is there any chance Andy can catch up?
Yeah, give me 500 points.
The score is 2350 to 1450. So Andy's 900 points behind.
Okay, so this next question is worth 1,000 points.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Robert.
Okay.
Robert, your question's kicked ass.
So for 1,000 points, here we go. Last question. Okay. The lightning round.
Okay. In the Guess Who's 1974 hit, Clap for the Wolfman, who was the Wolfman?
Wolfman Jack.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, let me just thank the Lord above that I don't care. God, if I cared, this would be excruciating.
So, Andy, you owe me...
I had the wherewithal to stop caring 20 years ago.
You owe me $3,350.
Done and done. Here it is. Here's all your money. What, tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
That was the sound of money?
Yeah.
That was the sound of Andy sending money?
That's me Venmoing money.
I see.
That's how we Venmo money.
That was the sound of Venmo. I see.
Okay, we wouldn't be here without Irwin.
We wouldn't be here without
so
Irwin.
So you can all blame Irwin.
Or Joe Magasco.
Oh, Joe Magasco.
Or Troy.
Or Troy, thank you.
Steven. Andrew.
Andrew.
Robert.
Robert.
Or Jessica, music director Jessica.
Or of course, our own producer.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. And next week, for sure, we'll get that letter delivered, and we'll be doing a gender reveal.
Gender reveal next week. Oh, boy, is that going to be fun.
Yeah. Are you asking, is that going to be fun?
No, I'm saying...
Oh, it is. Oh, it is going to be fun.
That's my way of saying it's really going to be fun. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.
And if you can find it in your hearts to forgive us. We so appreciate.
For what?
Yeah, forgive us for what?
I like how you don't recognize your own gasp.
Forgive us for what?
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
Forgive us for what?
With Don Fleming.
Yeah, now we have to think of what we might have done in the last hour that we need to apologize for. Huh, I wonder what it could be.
We only have 5 seconds to come up with the answer.
All right. See you next week.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a musical evening with the Scotties.
To follow thee more dearly, day by day, day by day. to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day, day by day. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus walked, when my Jesus walked, Lord, when he walked. Oh, happy day, yeah. Oh, happy day. I do believe it's gonna be a happy day when Jesus walked, when my Jesus walked, Lord, when he walked, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, yeah.
So put your hand in the hand of the man who walked the water, yeah. Put your hand.
And there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. And there will be an answer, day by day, day by day. Oh dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day, day by day, day by day, day by day, by day, by day, by day.
Thank you.
We really do come from a place called Glasgow, Scotland. This is for real. This is true. But we love all kind of music. And then, as I said, I was half Scottish, half Italian. Now, how many of you lovely folks here tonight, for instance, do we have any Italians here tonight? Manese, buonasera, paesano. Would you give me that mic here, and would you just take a hold of that? I'm going to do a tribute to all these lovely people. For everybody. This is for everybody.
Guarda questo giardino, senta sia.
Yes, the human shape. Dobrovom, dobrovom, ako si flin. Din da kore sem vaj.